Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
This podcast is brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey. Native Grape Odyssey is an educational project financed by the European Union to promote European wine in Canada, Japan, and Russia. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Walden. My guest today is Renzo Erasmi. Renzo is the agronomist for a Sardinian winery called Cantina Arvisionadu, which is in the middle of Sardinia.
Yeah.
Welcome. So tell me a little bit about the size of the estate and its history, please.
This history of this farm starts a lot of years ago, where one of the two owners belongs to these farms that originally are dedicated to the sheep breeding and farming.
So there were sheep, there were shepherds.
Sheep, yeah.
So that's
sheep.
A big thing in Sardinia for the pecorino, is what a sheep is called, so pecorino cheese. Yeah. And the middle part of Sardinia is very hilly and isolated, and it was the one area that wasn't conquered ever in 1,000+ years of invasions by Spain and also Napoleon, etc.
And so Roman domination also.
Yeah. And the Byzantines, etc., Lombards.
Yeah. And inside the farm property, as such as in the small villages and the cottages surrounding this area, called Gocciano, the area where the farm is installed. That is Gocciano area.
So that's the name of the town?
Yeah. There is the presence of ancient native white grapes wine.
Which so this is the Arvisionadu, is it?
Yeah. Which is cultivated for centuries by local families to produce a wine that was traditionally offered during traditionally important family events.
So like this weddings, marriages, funerals?
Yeah.
So what are the main flavors of the Arvisionadu, the flavors?
The flavors means earthy and ripe, with very intriguing the salty character.
Okay, salty.
Yeah, and is noteworthy freshness and saltiness. It's a unique expression, redolent in marine character. Very particular because...
It's interesting they put marine character when you're quite a long way from the sea.
Yeah, it's very strange because in the middle of Sardinia we have marine character.
So this sort of marine, these marine flavors in the white wine, the Arvisionadu.
Yeah.
So where does that come from?
Because this marine character probably comes from the water that we use for the irradiation. Because in this area we have an ancient Roman thermal bath. And the water that comes from the soil is classified as iodic bromide sulfate water.
Right, so it's iodine rich.
Yeah, so it does not contain chlorine because we don't have water from the common...
Normal water source. Because all the tap water is treated with fluoride and chlorine. Yeah, so.
And probably this give this strength on the flavor.
But your wines, are they dry farmed or are they irrigated? Diego, they have irrigazione or no?
Sì,
they
are irrigazione. Yes.
But you actually have, do you have like pipes with irrigation?
Yeah.
So what's your altitude?
It's between 250 meters to 350 meters.
Okay. And how big is the village, the local village?
The local village is very, very small. Benetutti is very small, about less than 1,000 people,
right,
as all in the surroundings.
So apart from wine growing, what are the local economy drivers?
It's a rural economy.
So it's sheep farming?
Sheep farming.
Cereal farming?
Yes. This is the main economy. Not so much. Not so much.
Pigs?
But pigs?
Miami?
No, just sheep. The main sheep and...
Okay, so let's go through some of the wines that the Arvisionadu winery makes. We've obviously talked about the Arvisionadu.
Arvisionadu seems to be a strange name, but it's derived from the transliteration from the original Latin language Albus Signatus, marked with white, because the ancient Romans, during their presence on the island, were used to mark with a piece of white chalk everything worthy of merit.
So the the Romans liked it then. They marked it with a piece of chalk, yeah, and that was that. Okay.
Everything they found nice to use that.
Okay, and we can see actually, I mean, you've got some photos, obviously you can't see them, yeah, people listening, but the soils are very, very white, aren't they?
Yeah.
Sort of slightly rocky and...
We have a very rocky soil, but with 1 meter of a layer of a very loose soil.
Okay, let's just go through some of the wines that you make. So you have, Gocciano?
Gocciano.
Right, so that's a white wine under the Isola dei Nuraghi.
Nuraghi is the EGP, yes.
So that's the Nuraghi with these stone towers that have no mortar in them, and nobody knows how they're built.
And we have one inside, our...
You have one?
Yeah, one inside. In fact, the mark is...
on the label?
Yeah. On the label.
So that's an aerial
represent,
view.
Yeah, that we can inside on our... On
okay,
our.
So that's your entry-level white wine.
We have this kind of wine is our best wine now.
The Gocciano.
Gocciano, yeah.
Okay.
Because it's 100% of Arvisionado.
And with no
grapes.
No oak, okay. And that's another Isola dei Nuraghi GP wine. So what is the blend for the Burghera? It's 40% each.
Canonao, 40% the Sangiovese blend. 10% Shiraz and 10% of Canulari.
So Canulari is a local red grape, and Canonau is the Grenache from Spain.
Yeah.
Okay, and then your next wine is
the Gocciano in barrique, because our Gocciano in barrique we do this year the first time. You know that
so 2017 was the first.
Yeah. We harvested manually.
Right, okay, so you have two Gocciano white wines, one which is unoaked, and this second one which is in barrel,
In
that's again with the Arvisionado. Did I pronounce that right? Arvisionado.
Perfect.
Really?
Your Arvisionado is perfect.
Better than
mine sometimes.
Yeah. You know where I live in Tuscany is in Montalcino, and that's surrounded by my kid is at school with kids who have Sardinian parents who came there in the 60s when life was very tough in Sardinia in the 60s.
Yeah.
And I've been practicing my Sardinian.
Yeah.
Okay, and then
Arvisionado, I can tell everyone about Arvisionado that it's a wine very difficult to grow.
Why?
In fact, for different reason. First, because of the difficulty of cultivation. It's very challenging to grow so vigorous leaf and woodcock. So means that you need to do a very sharp pruning action.
So it's quite vigorous then?
Yeah.
Lots of leaves?
Yes. And there are other things that you have to consider when you do professionally this kind of vine. We have a very low yield per hectare, about 50 quintals per hectare.
A quintal is 100 kilos, that's 5 tons per hectare.
Yeah. And we have the bunch is very sparse with a long, very small berries.
So the bunch is loose, which is quite useful.
Yeah.
Loose cluster.
Yeah.
So less risk of disease.
Yeah. And then we have a very low percentage of a grape must yield.
So not much juice then?
Yeah, it's about 50% instead of 70% usual. And also, these parameters bring the final yeast yields to a very low percentage, confer a very significant tannic concentration. It's also difficult to manage during the fermentation. So as you do for your own, okay, everything can be good. But if you do professionally, it takes a lot of time, a lot of concentration to do a good wine.
Okay.
So it's very important. And we have a very low sugar residue instead of Nova cultivation, that very important sugar residue in the small producer. It's very own.
So how important is tourism to you? You're obviously in quite an isolated area. Do you get people visiting you?
No, because we're very
isolated.
Far from... Yeah. We are in the middle of nowhere. It takes 1 hour and a half from Olbia Airport. But is these difficulties brings a very challenging choose to do something well, and the difficulties bring the two owners Mula Santa Borelli to improve at maximum to do perfect wine that nobody take care before.
So why did the owner is Pino Mulas?
Pino Mulas and Angelo Taborelli.
And what's their link then?
because they are both former directors of hospital, and they are close friends because they share a boat together. And talking about to do wine together, they start to do this professionally.
So they bought the vineyard, did they?
Yeah,
they
bought the
vineyard. When did they buy it?
They start about in 2006.
Oh, right, so it's still quite recent
then.
Okay, and how long have you worked there? Were you part of the family?
No, I am just a close friend of Angelo Taborelli.
Perfect. All right, just want to say thanks to you for coming in today. Sounds like a beautiful place where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, very isolated. And
It's nice to... It's a very nice place to produce a very good wine.
Just want to say thank you to my guest today, Renzo Erasmi, from the Cantina Ar Visionado in Sardinia. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey, discovering the true essence of high-quality wine from Europe. Find out more on nativegrapeodyssey.eu. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.